Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In years past, the U.S. government's suppression of gold prices was done as secretly as possible. After all, the manipulation was more effective if the public could be tricked into thinking that the falling prices were a free market phenomenon. With central bank physical gold reserves diminishing, it has become more difficult to suppress prices through surreptitious sales and leases. In recent years, other tactics used to hold down the price of gold have been more blatant. Most gold price suppression occurs between the London AM and PM fixes, which includes the time of the bulk of U.S. trading as well. The last January London fix was $169.50 higher than the end of December. But the net change in the price of gold between the AM and PM fixes was only 50 cents for January. Between the PM fixes and the following trading day's AM fix, the price of gold rose $169. A second example occurred last week with respect to the release of the U.S. non-farm payroll report. This report is a major indicator to the public of the strength of the U.S. economy. If the news is poor, investors might be inclined to dump dollars and demand a higher interest rate for Treasury debt. Last Thursday, the day before the release of the report, 3- and 6-month gold lease rates turned negative. Not only could gold be borrowed for free, the lessor would actually pay the borrower for leasing the gold. This creates the image that there is more physical gold available on the market than there really is. When the investing public perceives an excess of gold supplies, prices decline. The jobs and unemployment report released last week showed 243,000 new net jobs in January. The unemployment rate declined to 8.3%. However, these figures are all distorted by being seasonally adjusted and by hiding changes in the number of employed and unemployed people. If you dig deeper in the reports, the news isn't good. In the raw data that was not seasonally adjusted, there were 2.7 million fewer job holders in January than in December. The drop in the reported unemployment rate happened only because more than 1.1 million people were dropped from the labor force for last week's report. There are many problems with U.S. government reporting other deceptive financial and economic statistics. For your own sake, do not blindly accept all the supposed good news coming from the U.S. government. And make sure you establish your gold and silver positions sooner rather than later. That's it for now. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.